highway numbers.
Welcome to It Is What It Is. It's Shamarie.
And Jean.
This is the little mini Annie that's never, ever, ever little. Ever. So, at work, we talk about a bunch of shit.
Yes.
So I'm back in the back talking to my homegirl, Robin.
Yeah.
And my girl, Kelsey. And I've already told them I'm using their names. They didn't object. Okay. So, anywho. We're talking about the podcast and everything else. Robin listens to it. So, shout out to you. I love you, bitch. Anyway. So, we're talking about it. And she's like, murder. Yeah, you into other stuff? And I'm like, yeah. Fuck yeah. I believe in, like, mermaids and shit. Because I do. Don't judge me. But, like, she's like, oh, yeah? Do you believe in aliens? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, Mike knows someone who's been abducted. That's her husband. I work with the husband. And I'm like, no shit.
Oh, wow.
So I literally track him down.
So you interviewed this man.
Oh. Kind of. Kind of. On like a homie for homie level. Like, yeah. Homie for homie. Sorry. Like a friend for friend. Friends. But like, so I chase him down. And I'm like, Mike, you know people who have been abducted? He's like, fuck yeah. And I, myself, have never been to Arizona. So, when people are like, UFOs, 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 aliens. I have been in some places where they're like, in Idaho, where they're like, oh, dude, they said that they saw a UFO. I waited so patiently for them aliens to show up. I hopefully they hear this. Like,
they choose you.
2-3-2-3-4-4-5. I love you fuckers. Like, pick me up once. Just kidding. Maybe don't. I don't know. If it's scary, I don't know. I still have to watch the movie. Like, I had a busy day yesterday.
Yeah.
But, so he tells me, he's like, yeah, there's a movie about it. I went to school with these dudes. Mm-hmm. Dude was abducted. Him and his fucking friend saw it. Eyeballs.
Yeah.
Saw him get abducted. Super crazy. Dude comes back. Then I guess I haven't watched the movie. And
Which movie is it?
Fire in the Sky.
I've watched that a couple of times. It's a very good movie.
Actually. Bam! I got someone who watched it. Na 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 na.
I recommend it if you're
interested. Okay, yeah, I still am watching it. Yeah. I have to watch it because I definitely am down with the aliens, dude. This made my whole week. I'm probably just going to call this like my weekly update of like the things that just fascinated me all damn week. And like every time we see each other, we're like, ooh, now we talk about other stuff. Because like we open the door to like we both believe in it. So like open it and let's just talk about this crazy shit.
Well, yeah.
Anyway. So I guess the small town that he was in, it's Snow Something in Arizona. I don't know. Never been there. I thought it was pretty cool the name had, like, snow, and I was like, Arizona snow?
Mountain range.
Funny.
And snow, it snows.
But I guess, stuff. Dude, there was a herd of cattle that, like, holes were in the middle of it. Like, in the center. Like, perfect holes. Every one of them.
In the cows?
Yeah.
Oh. Dead. So they were experimenting.
Something.
Like South Park.
Something. Yeah. Like the new guy was at the laser thing that day. Uh-huh. Like the new alien. You know what I mean? It's Beepo's first day. And he's just like, click, click, what is this shit doing? Like, everybody's like, bro, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry.
30 cows later.
Yeah, 30 cows later. He's just like, is it a game? Like, do I win? Like, that's what I picture in my head is like Marvin the Martian being like,
a hungry hippo.
Yeah. Being like, I'm going to win this shit. Watch, 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 watch. Time. And, like, so, like, all these cows are dead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, okay. So, like, Bigfoot, totally believe it. Mm-hmm. This is probably going to be, like, one of those episodes where everybody's
absolutely
like,
Sasquatch. This
dude.
Yeah.
Prove to me it's not.
Oh, my gosh. We actually, on one of our adventures up through Washington, we were on that highway where you watch Harry and the Hendersons, of course.
Yes.
We passed by that store. And it has the statue and everything.
Yeah.
The Sasquatch. The Harriet Henderson store that's in the movie.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me about Fire in the Sky, though.
Fire in the Sky, I believe, is also Washington because it's loggers.
No, it's Arizona. That he went to school with them. I know it's from Arizona because like, Mike went to school with the guys.
Oh.
Just tell me about the movie.
Pay attention. Fire in the Sky. Well.
Yeah. He gets abducted by aliens. His homie sees it, I guess.
Loggers.
I don't know.
Okay, because if it's the one that I'm thinking of, I'm going to Google it.
I think
The one that I watched is they're at work and they're coming back from work going, you know, a logging trails way the fuck up there. And it's back in the 80s. Uh-huh. And we got fire on the sky. Well, never mind. You can't.
Go on.
So as they're driving down, they see a light. Everybody stops and get like the blinding light. And they look up and everybody sees what they're seeing.
Uh-huh.
Right? This flying saucer. And the other boy, or maybe they stayed in the truck and he got out of the truck because he was a badass.
Okay, here's the thing.
And then they got him.
Oh, okay.
See a picture of the movie? Let me see the...
Yeah. That?
Too close up. I can't see that far with my glasses.
Yeah, Jean's ancient. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, knock it off. Yes, that is the movie.
Okay,
You'll have fun watching that one.
I'm excited as hell to watch this. I probably have to get it on my day off because I've just been super busy. But it says in 1975, a group of five men were driving home from work in the forest when they saw a mysterious light. Travis Walton.
It's about alien abduction.
Leaves the truck only to be struck by a flying saucer. Oh, fuck.
Well, because these guys accused of murder.
Oh, shit. Really?
He was gone for days.
Okay, the other four men.
And
then
he just showed up and called his girlfriend.
Reported the strange event, but they are spectated by... Oh, there it is. Suspected him of murder when he disappeared. Oh, 5 days. They had him for 5 days? I thought it was only for like a minute.
They give you his perspective, too. So. Yeah.
Okay. Totally cool. Yeah. Okay. So, when he appears 5 days later...
He's very, very different. You know what I mean? Because he's just been traumatized. And,
yeah. And no one believes this fool. They're just like, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. So he wrote a book, too. You can buy the book. Oh, shit. So his brother-in-law and his best friend were there. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I just wanted to know if you believe in aliens. Yes. And honestly, I was just going to ask you if you watched this movie. A $15 million budget? Damn! Oh. Made $19.9 million domestically.
Wow, see?
At the box office. So not bad, not bad, not
well,
bad.
Well, and I understand everybody has their own personal beliefs, but I do believe in that because the world is...
Oh, dude, for sure.
The universe is way too big.
For sure.
There's not an ending.
The only people I truly can't believe with, because like conspiracies and like all that stuff... I love you with all my heart. Come at me. Like, I love it. But, like, the only people I can't get on board with, and I'm so sorry. Like, I really hope, I don't know. You guys don't listen to podcasts. Maybe you do. Dude, the flat earthers. I'm like, what? I can't get over it. I'm like.
I encourage them to travel. Try. Go find it.
Well, like,
go
yeah.
find it. Start a GoFundMe account and go find it. And
like, you can come
wrong.
At me and be Take like, pictures. Dude, leprechauns are real. And I'm like, they are. Like, did you see him? Like, tell me about the leprechaun you saw.
Well.
Like, you know what I mean? Legend, I believe it.
Legends and fairy tales are based on stories.
Tell me about the Tinkerbell in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to call you a liar. Same with ghosts. And we're going to tell. Yeah.
Like and spirits. Oh.
Dude, like I already said, we're going to tell some ghosts. We're going to, I'm going to look up some ghost stories for next week's.
It's on A&E. It's called The Hunted.
I already seen it.
Haunted.
Yeah.
Haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
a good one. Good shit.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But we're going to do some ghost shit. But like ghosts, believe in it. And what pisses me off is like my whole life. Dude, I've always been like so open-minded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I think I am. Maybe I'm just like toot, toot, toot. Slow it down. But like I tend to toot my own horn very nicely.
No, no,
I do. Bitch, I ain't trying to fucking change for nobody. I do. Toot, toot. Like, I do. So maybe I'm just like, I'm better than everybody else.
No,
but like,
you're fine.
I really do. When I was little, I was like, ghosts come at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you can feel,
I'll be your friend.
Tough.
Well, there's only one time.
Ghost experiences.
There's only one time in my whole life. And my sister and my cousin can back this up because they also played with the little girl. But my Grandma Kay used to watch us after school because our parents worked or whatever, so we'd go to Grandma Kay's house after school.
Uh-huh.
There was this little girl in my grandma's basement that we used to play with.
Oh.
Like, and I told my grandma about it, and my grandma's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
How old were you again?
Little.
Oh.
they were older than me. They remember, like, what she looks like and everything else. I really only, like, really, really remember the stories because they say them all the time. Like, they talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I'll have to ask Kara and get back to you on that.
Sure.
But, like, that's the only thing. You know what I mean? And I remember playing with a little girl, but, like, I don't remember, like, a scary little girl or, like, I don't remember her being, like, a dead little girl. She just looked like a normal little girl. I don't know. Imaginary kids, dude. Freak me out. So, the reason why...
Animals can sense spirits, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if your dog's barking in the corner, burn your house down. You know what I mean? Like, sage that shit now. Yep. And, like, I'm down, dude. Like, I want to. The only thing I won't fuck with is a Ouija board. Won't do it. Not my type.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, so now, like, we've established aliens real.
Yes.
We're putting it out there. We're saying it. So, whatever. They're real. The earth is round. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Bigfoot? For yes. real. Mermaids? I believe they're real, Jean.
I don't know if they're still alive, but I don't... Maybe. Down with Neptune and everybody.
Dude, where did those stories come from? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
Dragons? When they etch you on the fucking side of a mountain because they're like, this is the daily newspaper. If you guys don't come to this side of the rock and read it, you guys won't know what's going on in the world. And they draw mer people... killing motherfuckers.
Uh-huh.
And using sexy ass to persuade you to drown and die. And, like, all those good stories from back then, whatever they call them, like, myths now, legends,
uh-huh.
whatever. They say they're not real. Bedtime stories, Little Mermaid.
Well, and you know what I mean?
I'm not saying they sing, like, Ariel and we're dancing with crabs.
No. Unless
but like
profits
from maybe them. They do.
Maybe
they do because like I don't know. There was one time I really dude. So Eric has a fish room,
uh-huh.
right? You know the fish room. Well, the guppies have had babies.
Oh good.
Oh no, dude! This bitch had like 30 babies. We have a lot of fucking guppies. But like now the other tank, she had babies too.
Oh. Because it's contagious.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. I'm talking to Eric, and I'm like, dude, for real, do you think, just roll with me,
uh-huh.
that they can talk to each other, like in the movies? Like, you can't tell me they can't, because you don't know.
Uh-huh.
You don't know. Maybe one bubble means something to another bubble. Can the babies see each other? That's the type of shit I think about. And then mm-hmm. I'm just like, maybe they plot each other's deaths, and I automatically go to that. And, like, in the fish tank... We have a theme. You know what I mean? There's, like, the mobster. Okay? We have, like... He's not mean. He's just a dominant fish.
Yeah.
So he's just sassy and he's fat. And Jinx is just big. And
it's his world.
Yeah. And then we got Mrs. Puff. And she's just big and she looks like the puffy thing off mm-hmm. of SpongeBob.
That's cute.
Yeah, super cute. And it's crazy because these are like the first names my daughter really ever remembered in her life. Well, not Mrs. Puff because she's a new bitch. She ain't old school. She's yeah. new. But you got like Eminem and he has like the googly bubbly eyes.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's cute. We have like, we have the Arandas, we have some Ranchus, we have some goldfish, we have the guppies and all that nonsense, but they all have such a personality. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, of course I believe in Bigfoot and mermaids, and my mind's open to everything in the world. I love everything.
And you're always...
But ghosts won't come to me!
You always need to be open to learn new stuff. And, I mean, we can go do haunted houses. Let's go.
Like, I don't want, like, haunted houses well, where it's, like, houses, someone's gonna pop out at me and, like, try to scare me and, like, I'll pee my pants because I have, like, horrible mom bladder and, like, if you get me, you get me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm only gonna get got once because, like, I'm not gonna bring pants, so, like, you're gonna get me once and I gotta go because I got mom bladder. And, like, I'm the type of person that I watch every horror movie I watch it by myself first because I do not want someone sitting next to me and being like, boo. And, like, you are not going to punk me out. You're not. So, like, I did, dude, as a little kid, like, for sleepovers, they're like, the one girl I heard her say, she's like, oh, we're going to watch Jeepers Creepers and it's going to be so scary. And I'm like, Jeepers Creepers. Okay, I'll remember that. So I go to my friend and I'm like, hey, your mom sucks. My mom sucks. We got to get Jeepers Creepers. Let's do it.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, let's do it. So he gets it for me. I go home and I'm like, yeah. I watch it by myself. Right. I was still scared shitless the second time. And the second time, there was people at the sleepover, whatever, and everybody's like, oh, boo, boo, boo. And I'm like, Like, but not really. Like, now it's just like I'm faking it because I'm like, huh, I'm still cool and funny like you. So I'm like, oh, no. But, like, I'm already singing the song. I'm like, jeepers, creepers. You know what I mean? I can't afford to actually do the song. But, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm already jamming out.
Yeah.
Same thing, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, same thing. I was like, nope.
Mm-mm. Watch it by yourself.
I'll watch it first. Thank you. Hills Have Eyes. Which I never used a porter potty before Hills Have Eyes. I really wasn't a big fan. I'll pee on the side of the road before I use a porter potty, really. And then I watch Hills Have Eyes, and I'm like, yep, definitely not. Spoiler alert, if you've never watched that movie, you live under a rock. And some dude comes up between some dude's legs on the potty.
Yeah.
Like, that is in the middle of nowhere. Like... That's the safest potty in the world, you would think.
I guess you, even if you had a lookout out front, because we've all done that. If you've gone to anything big, you know, festival-wise.
Well, and then there was that dude that got caught, and he did it on purpose. There was that guy. There's this guy in the world out there, people, who got put in jail because he got in a fucking, like, Scuba Steve outfit. And got in the porter potty. And he's like, it's sexy to me. Like, that's hot.
Well, then don't judge other people's erotic decisions.
Like, I can't poop on you. And, like, the people who poop in a porter potty, I suspect that these are, like, belly ache people. You know what I mean? This is, like...
Sometimes if you've had the street tacos, you just need to find a toilet or a bush.
Yeah.
You know?
Gross but as shit.
Instead...
Hills Have Eyes ruined it. Gross, dude. You know what I mean?
Again. But no. As,
Inbred weirdos.
We were talking about extraterrestrials.
Yeah, ghosts.
I do have a friend that, has a personal extraterrestrial experience. Like, she was a kidnapped or anything.
Like, but, by ghosts? She wasn't?
No. For aliens.
Oh!
Then UFOs.
Did she see one or does she know one?
She... No. He didn't introduce himself. No.
Oh.
She saw...
Does she know one?
She saw something twice, actually.
What'd she see?
And she's not really into the whole sci-fi thing. Like, uh-huh. She kind of believed in aliens before, but it was like, I really don't give a shit situation. And so they were camping, group of friends... And then, mind you, side note, there was another group of, because there's a bunch of friends.
Uh-huh.
A smaller group was a little bit down further.
Were we on acid, though? Group.
I was not there, okay. So I can't say exactly what was going on.
Okay.
And so her buddy that was there at the time said, hey, you got to come over here and just check this out. Right?
Right.
And they prank each other all the time. Like, one time when we were 15, funny, he sat on her ear and farted. She was just laying on the couch and you're chilling with your friends.
Uh-huh.
And the guy walks by and he sits on her head and farts on her ear. And
that's gross. That's how you get pink eye. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a brotherly love situation.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she goes over there and I can't remember if he stayed with her or if he ditched her just to mess with her.
Uh-huh.
So, all of a sudden, she looked up. I believe she said it was a triangle, but with, like, soft edges, whole bunch of weird light, you know, sounds, the air was different, you know, she was already, they were partying, you know, so she got really scared.
Niners are playing. Sorry, folks.
No, you're good. she got scared, ran back to camp. Everybody at camp was talking about it because when she was running back to everybody, she was hoping, my God, I hope it's just me.
Uh-huh.
Please don't be real. What just happened?
For sure.
But they all saw it. And then the next day when the other group came over for coffee and breakfast, and they're like, hey, did you see all those lights last night? Because they saw the same fucking thing.
Do so I know this friend?
I believe you two, yeah, you guys met.
Did we go on a trip together? Hypothetically?
No.
Okay. Go on.
And then the second time was over off Ada, when she was living off Ada with.
That's friends. Here.
One of, no, I, yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, go over on.
Downtown, yeah.
Downtown aliens for fucking sure, dude. For sure. She's
telling this guy about it. And then he was like, Rava, I don't believe you. And then she was in the middle of the story. And he was kind of like, just looking up. You're standing outside smoking a cigarette, minding their own. Looks up and he was like, oh, something like that. And she looks up. There it was again. And so she felt stalked for a hot minute because these were...
Haunted, like stalked by ghosts? Oh. I mean, not by ghosts, by aliens?
By E.T., yeah. No, it hasn't happened again, but she hasn't tempted fate and gone
camping. Do you think again. He looks like E.T., though? Is the real question. Like, E.T. phone home. Do you think he's all cute?
I don't know.
Like, I saw because the pictures from the fire in the sky or whatever, yeah. And that dude did not look cute.
Well, and I'm a big nerd because I like documentaries and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. The majority of the sketches, they're not very good looking. They have the great big head and the black eyes.
So it is like because Spice Girls movie.
Quite a bit. I've not seen that movie by choice ever. Because
that is like the greatest.
Did you say Spice Girls?
Oh my god.
We're talking about E.T. But
sorry. Yeah, anyways. Sorry. Totally different subject. Oh my heart. Okay, we'll talk about that later. Since,
but I think maybe.
Well, I never go camping again. No, fuck no. I never
No, I'll talk her into it. We'll do the same scenario. If you're with friends.
Well, like, I want to meet you, but like, you can't take me. You know what I mean?
No, they didn't shake hands. She just saw something and. Can't remember the exact details, but it was absolutely not American.
You watch Alien? Do you watch that Ancient Alien show?
I have. Yeah.
Okay, so big thing. So it's kind of weird because if you ever come into my house, my TV variation, uh-huh. Like what I watch, is really weird. Uh-huh. It goes from murder, bunch of murder, aliens, mm-hmm. Documentaries about murders, aliens, the West. Mm-hmm. Big fan of the West. Don't know why. Mobsters are cooking.
Cooking?
Yeah.
Have you watched I like Planet a good Earth
bake,
2
I like a good on Bake Discovery Off. Channel? Yeah.
I love that.
No, well, I love them all. So, I was watching the Alien one, and this dude's on there, and he's like, this little motherfucker popped his head up in my window. What?
You were minding your own, trying to go to bed.
What? No, he's like, I was sitting on my couch watching TV, and I have a glass door, and all of a sudden, little dude pops his head around the corner, and he's like, peek a fucking boo.
I would think it was somebody in a costume.
Yeah, and he did. And he did. And yeah. He's like, I'm going to go
back to bed. I'm
beating ass.
Yeah.
Like, whoever thinks they're tough is going to get beat up. So he goes out there.
Tall or short or what?
He's an average-sized dude.
Alien or?
No, the dude.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know what I mean? So, like, if he came charging at me, I'd be like, he can probably beat me up. So he opens his back door. Nothing is out there. So he's like, I don't do drugs. And he stated that, like, a million times. He's like, check it out. I was not.
He was not rolling.
It was like a kid talking to his parent. He's like, I really wasn't. Yeah. Like, believe, I wasn't. I really wasn't. And he's like, so a couple of days later, he's like, I'm chilling. The window next to the fucking door above the sink, little dude's head. Boop. And he has a picture. He has a picture. And so they put the picture on the screen. They're like, bam. And I'm like, dude, I swear.
You'd probably pee yourself right at the spot. I would.
I would not be thinking like, oh, I gotta take a picture of this little dude at my door.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ah.
No. The dog's freaking out. That wouldn't be good. No.
I don't have them. You know what I mean? Like, JK, listeners, I have vicious animals. Protect my home. I have a guinea pig who will squeak at you very cutely.
Well, and the row.
Yeah, right? And the imaginary dogs I keep in the back. Just kidding. It's on my lease. I don't have pets. I'm kidding. Don't have them. But yeah. So like aliens, for sure. Mm-hmm. Ghosts.
Yes.
Wrap me up in it.
Yeah.
Believe it. And like, I don't know, dude. So now, I just have to, like, I keep asking everybody. I'm like, are you a believer? And what do you believe in? I have yet, shocking, for Idaho, because I've even asked random-ass people. And, like, bring it up in, like, weird conversations. They're like, where's the coffee? I'm like, over here. So, do you believe in aliens? No?
Okay. I'm doing a mini survey for
myself. I'm like, have a good day. Bye. Like, I'm weird like that. But most people are like, yeah, dude, my uncle was abducted. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
What makes these people so special?
I don't think it's a personality thing that you want.
I don't know, dude. Yeah. Well, kind of. Because, like, I'm not cool. Like, why am I not cool enough?
Yeah.
You know, like, don't come now. Obviously, I've grown out of it. If you're listening, I don't come. But, like, I've grown, I've matured. I'm no use to you now. But back then, I would have been full of all sorts of fucking fun knowledge. Now, I'm just like, make sure you go to bed on time. Mm-hmm. Stick to the schedule. The schedule is law. It is rule. Don't deviate from the schedule. Keep it. Gene likes to break my schedule, just so everybody knows.
I have bumps in the road that were disclosed in the beginning.
Yeah, she tries to make me all salty. Jesus.
No!
She plastered on me, folks. She plastered it.
Didn't.
She didn't. I'm just going to have to show how awesome I am at this, which is pretty fucking awesome.
We'll be good.
We'll be good.
Yeah.
Actually, I already have one in mind that we'll just pop off with. But maybe really ghosts. Maybe like a good
haunting.
A good haunting of sorts.
Because there's so much. Because there's the poltergeist, which is where the spirit doesn't want to leave your home.
And I'm not good with that.
Actual haunting where they follow your ass because you are the chosen one.
No.
And no matter where you go, no matter what you do.
No, I'm talking like cute shit like you move my keys. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the fairies bugging you.
But like, with you.
That's what I believe.
I don't want the viciousness. Like, okay, I watched on Netflix, which I don't have Netflix anymore, and I'm actually truly devastated about it. Whole other topic. I chose Hulu, folks.
You can't have both?
Not for the price. Because really, all I watch is, like, murder. And if I have the ID channel and the Oxygen channel, I really don't need anything else.
Oh, I need to put that one on my Roku, then.
Yeah. Okay. Update your Roku.
Okay.
Anyway. But yeah, so, like, ghost, dude, I was watching the one, like, I don't want this ghost. This dude talks about how he was a little kid, and him and his parents move into this apartment, right? Shit you not. Little dude's trying to go to sleep. He's little. He's like 6, maybe 9. I could be, I'm dramatic. Who knows? He's little. That's the fucking point of the story. He's little. Bedroom closet door creaks open. You know? Scary. Lady sitting there just hanging. And she's hanging the first couple of times. Like, this happens every night. Same time. Mm-hmm. Same fucking time. And then one night, dude, the bitch drops. The thud, right? So he's like, ah!
What the fuck?
Yeah. And he rolls over. This bitch is crawling to him. Ah.
That's a nightmare.
No. And he screams and he had to, ah!
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one ever sees shit. And I don't ever want to be one of those moms who's like, no, you didn't. Go
Stop
back
lying.
To bed.
You're in trouble.
Go back in there.
Yeah.
But his parents did. They're like, no, you're fucking full of shit. Go to bed. Nothing is wrong in your bedroom. Go back in there. You're fucking crazy. Go to bed now.
Yeah.
Dude, and this just keeps happening, dude. Every fucking night, almost. Repeatedly. Constantly happening. She's hanging. She drops. She crawls to him. She goes all the way to his bed, dude. He always covers his sweet little face with the blankets, you know what I mean? And he can feel her, like, above him. Like, you popped my bubble, bitch. Back up. Just, like, smack her with the blanket a little bit. You know what I mean? Well, then, he starts wondering. He's like, dude, none of the neighbors talk to us about, like, the previous people.
What happened?
Like, it's all shush, shush, shush. Come to find out, the whole fucking family's been haunted the whole time. And the mom's just, like, trying to sweep it under their rug. Because she's like, hey, dude, this is cheap-ass rent. It's the way of the world. Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth. Go hug your ghost. Find out why she's sad. The lady that lived there, dude, fucking hung herself in the closet.
Oh, and so her spirit was haunting them.
Yep. She was haunting that little boy. And the neighbors were like, damn, dude, no one's ever wanted to move in there. Like, people go in, move in there all the time, but they don't last nearly as long as y'all did. Like, damn. Get out of here.
That's the spirit. Well, and not all ghosts are nice.
No.
I have a tidbit of information.
On what?
Do you remember my friend that I told you was a special witness for the Paul Edward
Yeah, case? Yeah. The one because... we went to Coeur d'Alene with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, her daughter, Sam.
Uh-huh.
She has an open mind too, and she actually sees spirits.
Uh-huh.
And so there, after Paul Ezra Rhodes' execution, there's just been like this presence.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I guess a lot of it, when she was telling me about the story and remembering a lot of details and stuff, spirit has come back. Pretty much.
Oh, no.
And so, just the other day, because I went over there not too long ago, and she had to sage the house.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I saged...
re-put up protection, but she... Because it's a dark figure that's tall with wide shoulders and long hair.
Uh-huh.
But it's that shadowy mass. And so... And it's,
so our the timing, show got someone haunted?
Well, no, because she's the one that...
Like, right
that
the fuck on. Them.
But... I think that the timing, because they were figuring it out. They're not just trying to make shit up out of their nose, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of...
Dude, the one...
We were talking about ghosts. He best leave her alone. You know?
Right.
It's your That's fault scary. Your ass went to prison. You shouldn't murder people, dumbass.
That's scary.
Yeah. So the... I believe in those, because if there's demons and angels, there's good and evil, yin and yang... It's the balance of the universe, balance of the world.
So I'm open to everything.
All ghosts are lovely.
Well, no. Like, if I get Casper, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hook me up with Casper.
I think you should go with me, and we're going to go on one of those where it used to be an insane asylum.
Oh, yeah.
Tuberculosis hospital.
Yeah.
But you have to walk in front of me.
Okay.
And hold the flashlight.
People don't pop out, right? I'll go with you. Well, people don't like pop
no,
out.
No, it's okay. The actual one so you can talk
to Yeah, I don't like it when they get into my space.
No, I've but only, like ghosts I've for only sure. been touched once at a haunted house.
No, I mean like people, like it's all scary, it's all costumes made up and like stupid. I don't, like I'm down, but like I'm not down because like people want to get in my bubble and I just want to hit them, but I don't. I just look like a fucking bitch when they take the picture and you're like, ah! That's me. But... No, dude, like, for real, I had to stage my apartment once. Me and my friend Savannah were living together, right? Uh-huh. And she had separated from my niece's dad or whatever. So my niece, his grandma, very sweet dude, and I am talking, his grandma Lake, may she rest, was the most beautiful soul I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her husband were married forever.
Yeah.
Dude, sweetest love story I've ever heard in my life. Grandma and Grandpa Lake, dude, is very precious people. Anyway, Grandma passes away, right? Me and Savannah, we're chilling at home, and niece comes out, and we have to tell her Grandma died.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sit her down, and we're like, hey, you know, Grandma's an angel now, and we go through the whole thing, and her ass pops off with, I know. And we say, excuse me, what? You what? She's like, I know. Grandma's watching her favorite movie with me, and she's watching Matilda, right?
Matilda.
And she tells us, Grandma says this is her favorite movie. So we look super weird, because we call. This is a devastating time. And we call, and we're like, hey, what's her favorite movie? Question mark will hold for the dramatic pause.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just barely died. And we're wanting to know what her favorite movie is. Sad, crying response. Matilda. get the fuck out of here. So we,
Grandma was with her.
Grandma was with her.
To let her know she was okay. Yep.
And that's what she said. Oh, like, she was just like, yeah, bro, cry about it. Like, it was super sad. And so, like, we had to just tell Grandma, like, you know what I mean? Like, we love you. We love that you came. It's very nice.
Go with Grandpa.
No, Grandpa's alive.
Oh.
So it was just like, go... Go, 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 go.
Well, everybody needs angels on their shoulders.
Well, no, like, stay around. Stay around, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, just don't let her tell us. Like, that's...
If, fuck like, up, cupcake, like, it's the way.
Every time I hear my kids and they're like, Maisie, for one, dude, she will laugh hysterically.
At her invisible friend?
Yeah, talking to herself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is she really talking to herself? So really, guys, I need to know.
You can look up the history of your home.
I don't want to. So really, I don't look up the red dots either because it freaks me the fuck out. Gives me panic attacks. I can't do it.
Knowledge is power occasionally.
Right? But yeah, so tell me, everyone, I must know. Aliens, ghost, what rocks your boat?
Sasquatch.
What floats it? What... You can't be lame and be like, we're the only people. I mean, you can.
People have their own opinions.
You do, but I'm judging you if that's what you think. Like, I need to know. I need to know. I need to know that if aliens attack, not everybody's going to be like, oh, shit, they were real. Like, I need to know that people are like, damn, it's coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Will Smith did an amazing job, I believe.
Well.
You know?
World's too big for them to really be the only ones. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. How narcissistic are you?
When I was growing up.
The only ones in the entire universe.
Dude, what is it? The Truman Show?
They already found bacteria on Mars, huh?
What is it? The Truman Show?
Yeah.
Where, like, his life's a show?
Yeah.
And it's controlled? I've always believed that's what life is really like. I'm just like, it's just like a book.
Oh, maybe.
Like, the never-ending story, too. Like, how it just appears on the page as it goes on.
Uh-huh.
The never-ending story.
Or a bad mushroom trip.
Yeah. Never done it. I really haven't. I swear to God, I just think this way. And I have ever since I was little. So, like, ponder on that. Fuck, do you believe that? Like, do you think life is a movie? I have to know. I'm asking everyone I know. So, I'm putting it out there. People, what the fuck do you believe? Tell me I'm not alone. And you can do that at Facebook. At It Is What It Is. On Facebook. Or Instagram at It Is What It Is Pod 19, or Twitter at It Is What It Is 208, because that's where we're from. Or you can just privately email us, and then I'll just tell everybody at It Is What It Is at gmail.com, and I will tell everybody. Well, at least
she
Jean.
Won't.
I will. Nice. No, I won't. I'll tell everybody. So make sure you use either your real name. Or the name the FBI can't find you with. Whatever that's you want to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so find us on those. Or, and don't forget, go to fucking YouTube. Look us up. For some reason, it is kind of hard to look us up. I don't know how. I'm trying to make it easier. I think I'm going to put It Is What It Is podcast at the end.
Yeah.
Or my name in the title. I don't know. I'm going to try to make it easier. We'll work on that. For everybody to find. But go to YouTube, subscribe, like my videos, watch my videos. I make cute little videos with pictures and all that nonsense after this and the upload. I do extra work because I love it and I like you people. So yeah, tell us, who do you believe in? Not God though, for real. Like, I want to know. Aliens, God too, but like, you know.
Not a religious discussion.
Yeah, not religion. Yeah. Give me your freaking mind shit. Let's hear it. All right. See you guys later. Peace the fuck out.
Thanks.
Say bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.